Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey, everybody. I hope you're doing well. Happy New Year. This is Pastor Jeremy. So when I first started surfing again, I went back out with a friend to a spot called Terramar. It's over in Carlsbad. We walked down a big, long staircase. It's a little rundown. There's a beach covered in rocks, and we started to paddle out to where the waves were. I remember as we're paddling out, I looked down at the water, and it was so clear that you could see the reef and the sea life below. It was so beautiful, but it was also a little scary. It made me wonder what else was out there that I couldn't see. Sometimes when we take that first step into the unknown, we have to set aside safety for faith. In 1 Samuel 14:1, Jonathan and his armor-bearer take a step away from safety to see what God has. In the past, I would have read the passage like this, and I would have thought that I would have had to have some courage or some boldness like Jonathan. But realistically, I like safety. I enjoy the comfort of knowing that there's a way out because I don't want to make a foolish mistake. Jonathan was outnumbered greatly, and yet he still decided to go. You know, at first this seems foolish. But really, Jonathan, like many others before him, looked to God to provide the way. He knew Israel had a small, untrained, and unarmed army versus a strong, well-equipped Philistine army. Jonathan knew without God there was no chance for victory at all. So he slayed the dragon to safety and took a step. Now, let me preface this passage because I need the reminder too. We currently reside in modern-day Southern California, not in a warlike environment thousands of years ago. Your dragon might look different than Jonathan's. But what dragon are you facing? Have you thought about what you're fighting for? Or what matters in your life right now that you're holding on so tightly to? I ask, because there have been many times in my life where I try to create my own path and then ask God to bless it. Where I look to my safety first instead of asking God what He wanted me to do. And so as we step into 2023, what is God asking you to do? Let me encourage you to take some time to read, pray, and listen to the Lord and let Him guide you as you face your dragons this year. Thanks for listening.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.